818-8349.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two today on this Thursday, April 3rd, 2025 edition. This segment brought to you by the Sheboygan County Republican Party. They are going to have their Reagan Day dinner a month from today. It's going to be Saturday, May 3rd, starting at 5 o'clock. It's going to be at Nona Lisa's Italian Restaurant in Mackinac City. 312 South Huron Avenue in Mackinac City. Great restaurant, great location, great venue, good food. This is a fundraiser. This is going to be their event of the year to raise the money for the county party to start building up their war chest for next year's election. So, Vicki and I, we looked at the calendar. We're going to be able to attend it. Come join us. If you would like the direct link, SheboyganRepublicans.com/headline/Reagan-dinner, just text me CC for Sheboygan County. And I'll send you the link. You can click on it. You can buy your tickets online. Going to be a great event. Been to many of these in the past. Fantastic venue, fantastic food, good patriots there. You can buy your tickets online, $60 for individual. If you want special seating with a VIP with one of the speakers, $100. You can also, if you live in Sheboygan County, become a member, pay your dues this year, $25. Become a member. Just text me CC for Sheboygan County. And I'll send you the link directly to the website, SheboyganRepublicans.com/headline/Reagan-dinner. You just click on the link I send you, and you can get your tickets online. Like I said, Vicki and I plan to be there. It's going to be a great event. Looking forward to it. Hope to see you guys there. One of the things I've been watching in Lansing is how the budget is unfolding. The negotiations, the things that are happening, all kinds of things going on in Lansing. Well, part of the budget, which of course per our Constitution, they have to fund our schools, our roads, and our prisons. That's why the Republican members of the House have already passed a $20 billion continuing resolution of this year's current budget to be available, that if the Senate passes it, the governor signs it, they can continue operating past midnight September 30th. If they don't, then the government shuts down. Well, there's a new rule this term that requires reporting requirements for budget earmarks. Right now, 21 requests from House members have already come in for earmarks for their districts. The total costs, proposed budget expenditures, $62 million. The largest one is $16 million. Well, who was the first one to file for an earmark? State Representative Doug Wozniak of Shelby Township. That's my mother's state representative in Lansing. He filed $16 million request, first one to file on March 13th. He asked that the money be allocated to widen and reconstruct a portion of Shaner Road within Shelby Township District. Shaner, by the way, folks, is a major north-south road in Macomb County that runs, let's see, a couple of miles, I believe, east of Van Dyke. Van Dyke is the main thoroughfare through Macomb County. Well, Shaner, I think, is the next one over. I haven't been there in a while, but my pizza delivery days is starting to fade. I think Shaner's first one east of Van Dyke. Well, it's kind of like the back door road, if you will, if you don't want to travel on Van Dyke, either Van Dyke Road or Van Dyke Expressway, you take Shaner. And that gets you to places like the Walmart, the Myers. Used to get you to Lakeside Mall there at Shaner and Hall Road, M59, William Russell Highway. Well, they're tearing Lakeside Mall down. The brick and mortar stores no longer interested in malls. Lakeside, gone. They're in the process of taking it down. Coming in next, State Representative Nancy Jenkins, Republican of Clayton, $12 million request. This would allow the Sam Buford Woodworking Institute in Adrian to expand their facilities in her district. This would take their annual graduate capacity from 20 students a year to 60 students a year over the next 4 years. Okay, so let me ask you a question, Nancy. Why should the taxpayers of the entire state of Michigan give $12 million to the Sam Buford Woodworking Institute? Why are they not able to basically get their students on their own? And why do they need $12 million? What are they going to do with it? Well, in our listening area, State Representative Ken Borton, he comes in third place requesting $10 million for reconstruction of M66/55 to enhance pedestrian and vehicle safety. So basically requesting money to fix the roads in his district. All the other requests coming in below $5 million. State Representative Reggie Miller, Democrat from Belleville, Amos O'Neill, a Democrat from Saginaw, each put in three requests. Miller's totaling $5 million between local government, O'Neill coming in at about $1.7 million for local government, and also a repeat of his request for $425,000, which was vetoed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer last year for the Bridgeport Conservation Club, of which he's a member. Of course he's a member. Well, Whitmer vetoed it last year, but it's not stopping him from requesting it this year. One of them that caught my eye that I totally support, State Representative Tom Kuntz, Republican of Clare, is asking for $275,000 that would help pay the legal fees of Green Charter Township, which has been fighting the Communist Party's Goshen battery plant in Green Township. In his request, it reads, the state of Michigan forced Green Charter Township into a position that the majority of its residents opposed. The actions of the state left the township with no choice but to take legal action to protect their community. As a result, the township has been burdened with legal fees and costs that were incurred only because of the state of Michigan's actions. So it is fair that the state of Michigan takes responsibility and helps cover these expenses. With substantial public support, taxpayer funding for legal fees is justified to ensure that the township government aligns with its constituents' desires. Yeah, that one I would support. If Governor Gretchen Whitmer had not pushed this battery plant in Green Township, offering tax abatements, doing all the things that they were trying to do to get the communist Chinese Communist Party to build this huge plant in their township, they wouldn't have to have sued them. They wouldn't have to have fought it in court. So, ante up, Whitmer, sign the check. $275,000, folks, to fight that in court. Unbelievable. Well, the new transparency requirements in the budget-making process were adopted under State Representative Ann Boland's House Resolution 14. This is a resolution. This is a rule change that the Republicans made earlier this year. And actually, Governor Gretchen Whitmer supported the idea in her State of the State address in late February. So Whitmer actually supports this. You guys want to put in for pork earmarks in full transparency disclosure? You have to report it. You can't be hiding these pork projects anymore. You got to come public with them. So I like that. And now these state reps are going to be held accountable for their requests. Now, one other thing that I want to mention about this process. You have to understand what we're talking about here. These earmark requests, $62 million. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, in her proposed budget for the state of Michigan, $86 billion with a B dollars, I believe 86.2. This was her initial proposal for the upcoming budget. I just can't believe we're that high. Final segment of hour number two, we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Government's invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Steve up in Gatesville sent me this, a flyer. Carla Wagner, founder of Ask My Tax, will be making a presentation on the elimination of all property taxes in Michigan. It's going to be held on Wednesday, April 16th. The event will open the doors at 6. The presentation will start at 6:30. There'll be petitions available to sign, petitions to take. Food will be available for purchase. It's going to be held at the Well Diggers property there at 3047 West MBO in Kinross Charter Township, being hosted by Jeff Armstrong. So greatly appreciate you sending that to me. Thank you very much, Steve. We'll send that to people if you live up in the Kinross area. Text me AMT. Ask My Tax. AMT is the folder on my phone. I've saved the flyer. I can send it to you. Just text me AMT, and I'll send you that flyer. One of the things that we're looking at, folks, is the fact that this process, holding government accountable, forcing them to cut budgets, things that are happening in Washington, D.C., is coming to Michigan. We absolutely must do this. If we're going to change the direction of the economy, if we're going to change the direction of our debts, we have to force government to be responsible. It's that simple. Donald Trump, Elon Musk is doing it in Washington. I'll give you one little Doge nugget for today. In looking at the Veterans Administration, the people that are supposed to be taking care of our veterans, and this is very dear to my heart, absolutely. I love our veterans. Thank you for your service to our country and maintaining our freedoms. One contract with one vendor for the Veterans Administration, some idiot in Washington, in the VA, signed a contract to pay this vendor $80,000 a month. Not for the year, for the month, to monitor, maintain, and update the VA Veterans Administration's website. Are you kidding me? You can't have one of your employees update the website as part of their job. You got to pay an outside vendor company $80,000 a month. Folks, that's $960,000, almost $1 million a year. And God only knows how long they've been doing this. Elon Musk showed that to Donald Trump, and he went, you got to be kidding me. Eliminate it. $1 million in savings right there, right off the get-go, in your face. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. $80,000 a month to update, maintain, and make changes to the Veterans Administration's website. This insanity, folks, has got to stop. This has got to stop. Well, one good news being reported this morning as the stock market is selling off. The costs of a barrel of crude oil is down to $66. You know what that's going to equate to? $66 a barrel once it hits the market in refined gasoline. You're going to be looking at gas prices around $2.50 to $2.75. That's how quickly gas is coming down. This, folks, I'm telling you, this is happening. Dow Jones is down 3.64%, down 1,500 points. Good. Needed a little correction in the market. Everybody will calm down and relax when these tariffs go into effect and the world doesn't end. And the money is going to start coming into Washington, D.C. in buckets. I'm telling you right now, you're going to see the national debt clock. It's going to stop growing. It's absolutely going to stop growing. This is absolutely amazing what's going to happen. One of the things that they are absolutely fearful of is eliminating the government programs. The establishment is fighting this tooth and nail. Good. Donald Trump's doing the right thing. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays.